So it's the white 1993 Ford Bronco that he got in, and 100 million people tuned in on television to watch him do that.
Think about it. That time, highway. What was that? Probably one out of every two and a half people in the country then. I mean, obviously there weren't 330 million people in the country in 1994. That's in a staggering, that's a staggering statistic.
Yeah, it's a lot of people. So this SUV, it's had three owners, one of them being his former agent. And they said that they've always planned on putting it up for sale this year, which just happens to be the 30th anniversary of that low speed chase.
They bought it for $75,000 in 1996. There's three people who own it together.
Yep.
And now they estimate that they think they're going to get $1.5 million via auction.
Yeah.
Okay. So I am torn on this because there is one part of me that says it's such a piece of American history.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked about how I think you could make a pretty compelling case that the OJ, we'll just say it's saga as a collective, but even if you want to say the Bronco chase in particular, when you talk about 100 million people viewing something, is one of the five or six most, you know, relevant from a historical, societal perspective, whatever, events of the 20th century. So there's a part of that that's obviously it's the central figure. We think of the whole OJ case, you think the Bronco chase is what you think of.
Yeah, it was the beginning of it.
It is the piece, right? It is the central thing. So from that perspective, it is a piece of historical memorabilia, and people collect and hold on to all sorts of weird, bizarre things. But then there's also the fact of, right, that it is centers around a double homicide where this guy killed two people and ultimately got away with it. So on one hand, I see the value in owning it because it's a highly centralized piece related to one of the most significant events of the 20th century. But then also it's like,
why would you want it?
Right.
Yeah.
He killed two people.
Like, are there bloodstains in the vehicle? I'm sure it's been cleaned up many times since then. And does it run properly? Is it a resto mod? Is the AC working? Who knows? But even if you were to purchase it, what are you going to do with it? And this isn't the sort of thing that you're going to brag to your friends about. Many people collect.
Oh, sure it is. No way. No,
you
totally.
Think so?
Why else would you buy it?
Well, I don't know. Why would you buy it? That's what I'm asking. There's all sorts of collectibles, but it's from good moments in history.
No. There's people who own Hitler stuff and everything else. I mean, you would own this. If you bought this, you are either, obviously, you're a highly eccentric, wealthy person if you have $1.5 million. I think it may even go for more than that. I mean, but you obviously have large amounts of disposable income. What are you going to do? Take it and drive it around the interstate? I mean, you're going to put it out for display. You want to show people, I had enough money to buy this. You know, it's probably going to be somebody either that is already has a large collection of stuff related to that case, or a car collector. And yeah, you're going to put it out there. You might even take it for a spin. It probably runs.
Somebody like Jay Leno could buy it. He's a car collector with a lot of money.
Yeah, I think he tends to buy things that are universally kind of unifying. I don't think he's probably, I mean.
Is this kind of like watching a horror movie? You do it to get that, you know, tingle up your spine?
Sure.
Like you've got this
you
in your garage.
You say you own it. I mean.
Hey, you want to go see OJ's Bronco?
I wouldn't do it, but I recognize there are people with large amounts of disposable income out there who would want to own this just for the thrill of saying, I own one of the most historic pieces of memorabilia in American history in the 20th century. I mean, it's a puff your chest out sort of thing to say that you own it. And quite frankly, I mean, I tend to lean that I can see where somebody would want to do that. And I don't think I would necessarily judge them because that was such a moment in time that will live on forever. I mean, that photo wasn't on the cover of Time and Newsweek and of, you know, Al Cowlings driving that, you know, that, you know, it's iconic. I feel bad using that word, but iconic.
Infamous.
Photo. Infamous. Thank you. Photo with all those cop cars behind him and that Bronco going at a very slow speed. I don't think I would judge somebody for buying this. I wouldn't personally do it, but I can see why given its place in American history, somebody would want to own this.
Yeah, forget the $1.5 million for OJ's Bronco. I would just be happy with a $40,000 new Bronco.
Well, I can see that, yes.